Welcome to the party! Yeah. The party nerds are back.
And there were no surprise intros this week.
Yeah, that was crazy.
We well behaved this week. Not.
No, this is going to be a good one.
It's a good week, man. It's Jervis here. Yo, we got a full house tonight. We got the squid odd.
Yo, and
Bravo didn't like that word last
week.
Where's
Bravo?
Bravo got a little. He got a little intimidated because he knew this week was going to be heated.
Oh yeah, Bravo would have been one that they would have been mad at over.
So Bravo had to step off a bit. Yo, we got Jorge in the house tonight.
What's going on? What's going on? Finally here.
Jorge is always working behind the scenes for the party nerds, and then every now and then he'll bless us with his presence. How's AC doing, bro?
Oh, wild, man. Can't wait for you guys to come check it out.
And where do you work, Jorge?
At the Hard Rock.
The new dare Hard Rock. Oh,
dare you say?
Dare you. I dare you.
Oh, shit.
Top of those comp rooms, homie. Like, what's goody?
What's happening?
You gamble?
A brother looking for a hookup already. Slow your roll, AJ.
I was there.
He got us.
Ludacris was there. He's like 4 foot tall, man.
Four apples high. Like
he was a Palooza.
And then next we got Babs. What's up, Babs?
Hi.
What's going on?
Everything's good. I'm finally here. It was a nice drive.
And I don't smell her armpits.
Oh yeah. I wore deodorant just for you guys.
That's
today.
What's up? We appreciate that. That's always a good thing. And Darnell, what's up, my man?
Another day, man. Can't complain.
How's life?
Hey, look, life is good. Life is drama free. You know,
it's drama free now.
No drama. I will not create my own drama this week. Except
there you go.
What's going to be talked about after the show?
You sure about that, there now?
Check, please.
Hold my beer.
Good Lord.
Hold my 8 and Sand beer.
That's right. Yo, shout out to our new sponsor, 8 and Sand, out in Woodbury, New Jersey.
Yeah.
They got a dope ass brewery. I've been there like 5 times this past 2 weeks and whatnot. When you coming, Dev?
Man, listen, bro. Listen.
We're going to get dead there. Don't worry about that. But
I am enjoying
this.
I'm
not a drunkard, man. I sip here and there.
Yeah, I got videos from back in the day, man.
Sip here and there.
We're going to go sip on
the
beer.
I don't know if I need to see where it's brewed at to enjoy the wonderful taste of the brew.
You don't, but you will. So it's all good.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
And it's your boy, Ed.
What's going on, guys? What's happening? I feel like I'm taking over for Bravo now, the bearded wonder.
Yeah,
I'm just growing it out right now.
You're the last. What's that about? You're like Mario now in this motherfucker.
I'm not a walking stereotype. Yeah. Come on,
leave me alone. It's like a meat.
Oh shit!
That's not how I'm
and
pulling.
And AJ,
yo, what it do?
What it do, bro?
Yo, I'm enjoying this beer, actually. It's so much better than this free shit we normally drink.
Yeah.
By the way, this beer actually is phenomenal. Like, I thought I was going to be like, this is good. Everyone should get it. And I'll be like, oh, I'm lying. But no, this is really good.
Are you one of those wine connoisseurs with the pinkies out? Is that how you do it?
Yes, no. I do. And I make sure I sniff the tin can first.
You know? And then Dev. Then Wade.
Yeah. I'm here, man. I'm just here to hear what people talking about for this story, man. Fuck my intro. Go to the next person.
Really? I'm
ready to get it in. I like that. And we got Banny.
Bad Bunny in the house. Yes, I am.
And your
bunny. I was gonna say, are there clones in here?
You guys know Babs Bunny was a character on Tiny Toons.
Yes, that's
stay
true.
Stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned.
Bunny, what's
you might
up?
Might grow up, but you guys stay tuned. I'm chilling. Just
Bunny's
trying,
back
you
from
know,
New York.
Live.
How's New York?
New York is all right. You know, we still have GPS when we ride on the highway. And we don't, you know, get lost when we make a right and a right and a left.
Man, you still do that thing when you speak, don't you, Bunny?
Yes, I do.
God bless you, girl. Hey, we got Nicole. Nicole, what's up?
Hello. I'm doing good.
You are?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
You sure?
Yes.
You're like, you don't look like you're doing this.
For real. You had
to. I'm good.
Need a drink in your hand, Nicole. Something left out. So tonight's podcast, we decided to talk about all this controversy that's going on in the world with, it's just a lot of craziness going down. But we're going to start off with the James Gunn and Disney firing James Gunn, this topic. So James Gunn tweeted some crazy ass tweets about 10 years ago. A lot of stuff about pedophilia and, you know, doing boys in a booty hole and all kinds of stuff. Ed, you got some stuff?
Of
the tweets?
Yeah, I'm looking up the tweets right now.
And this is 10 years ago now. So it was brought back up. you know, started to catch a little fire, and Disney just fired James Gunn like that.
Who wants to start on this?
Bro, this sounds like some sucky shit, man. Sound like somebody mad at somebody else. They trying to get the dude out of here. It's fucking
character assassination.
It's things said in jest. That's like a person. That's like if Eminem was trying to do something in the future that, you know, work for a company, and then they said, oh, in his old album back in 1999, he said, like when his teacher sucked his wee-wee in preschool. It's, you know that it's a song lyric and it's supposed to be funny. It's like Anthony Jeselnik's comedy is all dark and they might say something that is about like little kids or something, but we understand that he's just being sarcastic.
And that's the thing about his
tweets.
Cut
it out, man.
His tweets were done to be as crazy as possible, funny wise. It was just to be just off the wall, batshit funny, but off of a subject of, you know, fucking boys and all.
Yeah,
crazy
10
shit.
Years ago, so not only is it old, but he's 10 years younger, 10 years immature. Come on, people.
All right, now people will, I'm just gonna play the advocate on this one. People will argue child pedophilia is nothing to joke about.
Nah, everything's nothing to joke about.
Well, I mean, and the whole point of it is just like they're obviously, first of all, let me say that like Disney's acting like they didn't have no racist cartoons back in the day. Stuff that did, I mean, it's just real talk.
Yeah,
they
but
had,
on the top of that, they did, but all the dudes that was involved with that shit is dead.
Are gone. All right,
they're dead. All right, but Disney has changed their image. They've worked constantly hard to change that image.
Can you joke about fat people?
Yep.
Can you joke about fat people?
I mean, in this day and age, you cannot.
You cannot. Can you joke about handicapped people?
No.
Can you joke about gay people?
No.
Can you joke about people being... you can't joke about anything. So we should... You got to categorize all the things the same. The man joked about these things 10 years ago. Yo, you're searching for something here.
Yeah, see, so I pulled up some of the tweets. I actually found somebody who actually went on an archive website that actually had some of these tweets that were saved. And some of them are really, actually, really horrible. Like, for example, like, what was this one? March of 2011, he wrote out a tweet, and this caught me off guard a lot as soon as I saw it. He said, quote, "This hotel shower is the weakest ever. Felt like a three-year-old was peeing on my head." Shit like that.
Yeah.
That's out of control.
It is, but it is what it is.
Funny too, though. Like,
I don't know.
But here's my question.
In no way, shape, or form, like, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. Where is that funny? It's like, you know that meme that they, all right, I'm going to take this to another level. You know when they say, oh, when you're on Pornhub, I don't know if I can say that, but when you're on Pornhub and you're looking at your, you know, you're watching your thing, and once you're done with your video, all of a sudden you're like, I need Jesus. That's not child porn that you're watching. That's like scissoring or whatever other things. I don't know. I can't say on here, but that's not child porn and a child peeing on your head. Like, for your brain to go there, now you're beyond like Stephen King.
Right.
You're beyond that.
So do you think that Eminem, because Eminem raps literally about fucking his uncle, fucking his mom, getting his dick sucked as a little kid. Do you think Eminem is just a sick pervert? Because he's and that's what it is, because he does the exact same thing.
That's
well,
different.
Eminem, here's the thing about Eminem. He predates James Gunn, if you will. He kind of predates the kind of era that we're in right now, where you have to kind of be very politically correct. Because at that time, in the late 90s, it was still that rebellious age where you can kind of try to say and do whatever you want.
Yeah, Eminem, 2001.
Yeah, 2001, 98 was when he came out. But then 2001, the Marshall Mathers LP was the LP that caused a lot of shit stirring in terms of what you can say on a record or what you can say.
So these
in
tweets are from
opinion.
How many years ago?
This
now?
Is from
10 years ago.
It depends. So some of these tweets are from 2009. Some are from 2011. Some the latest I've seen is 2012.
And let me say one thing that's really important about these tweets. If it was just one tweet, I think people would have been like, all right, whatever the case. But the fact that literally there's like 15 plus tweets on it. So therefore,
I think it makes more sense to be multiple tweets.
And I'm not necessarily defending Disney, but I'm just saying that they're looking at this as a character flaw in the person. Because obviously, when you think Disney, what do you think?
Kids. I'm sorry.
You think children, you know, and like, obviously Bunny, there's some people, we put the post up there. They're very like, yo, you know what? We love Guardians of the Galaxy, but know what? No, I got a kid. I got something. If someone ever, if a predator ever talked to my kid like that, we have a problem. I'm going to go up in his fucking lip. That type of thing. I mean, so we got to understand that we shouldn't just be like, oh, you know, James Gunn, he was done wrong or whatever the case. Actually in the chat, Jamie made a good point. South Park, they always joked about stuff like that.
Yeah. You gotta be across the board. It can't be good for one and not for the other. So I'm not saying that there's a wrong opinion. I'm just saying just have the same opinion across the board. That's all.
You see, this is how I feel about the entire situation. The newest joke that he made that was really offensive was like probably about 6 years ago. He acknowledged these tweets 6 years ago. He apologized for these tweets 6 years ago. He made a genuine change to not make that type of humor anymore. And he has grown as a person in the past 6 years.
But he didn't delete the tweets.
That was his fatal mistake. Well, but he hasn't repeated any of that behavior in 6 years. So that now there's someone who's digging up old like shit on James Gunn for something that he already apologized for.
But you know why? You know why it's happening though?
Yeah, it's
because he's highly political and he's very liberal, and the other side decided that they're gonna go and try to this is what happens everywhere when someone wants to try to destroy someone, and it doesn't matter left, right, whatever. Here's what they did. They decided, you know, he's getting far too political for us. We don't like what he's saying. He's having an impact because people were listening to the things that he was saying that were.
Wait, what you're saying, summarize, it was a smear campaign brought on by a conservative party that succeeded.
Yes. Exactly.
And that's exactly what it is, you know. So
they're using you, the people that are upset at home about it. You are the ones they're using to get him out of there. They're not doing this because they feel as though we want you to not be upset. They're saying we're going to point it out so they can get mad so we can ruin this guy. And as long as you know that part, that's all I'm saying.
They wouldn't have cared what it was. So they just wanted to smear him.
So my question: are we talking about the signed letter at all by the other cast members?
No.
No, we're not.
We haven't gotten there yet.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Okay. But so my question is, then I'll throw this to you, AJ. So if it wasn't all the stuff about penal kid tests, if it was racial shit, if he was like, yo, fuck niggas, your niggas moms,
and all that was happening.
Now, would that make a difference to you?
Here's the thing. Even though he made all these like fucking sick rape jokes and pedophilia jokes, does anyone here thinks he's actually a pedophile? Does anyone know?
Who knows?
If you had to bet your money, he says what he's asking. Just be honest.
Like most people. You don't want me to be honest, because if someone keeps joking about the same subject, even, and I'm not saying he acted on it, but that means it's in your brain.
So is Eminem really a psycho killer that kills women? Is that what he really is?
He's probably had those.
He has those tendencies.
So Stephen King's also a murderer.
We're that deep.
No, because certain people have imaginations to create bad guys, to create.
I rarely say I'm wrong, but damn, that's a good point.
Listen, let me explain something to you. Ice Cube is one of the first gangster rappers of all time.
Yep.
He pioneered something. The dude was a good, great kid. He's a fucking writer. He has an imagination. He can imagine bad and he can imagine good, and he writes it. But he's not really a gangster.
I
understand, but the person
he didn't have Freddy
Krueger. Freddy Krueger used to rape and kill children. The dude that made him doesn't make him a rapist because he could write the gory details in a book.
So we already know Eminem was ahead of his time in a lot of different areas. So is that almost a thing that like comedians, that people in the public spotlight should just do? Say the worst shit you can think of, and then no one can attack you for anything because they just know you're going to say outrageous shit and you mean none of it. So,
kinda.
Are we moving toward that? Which actually I would be in favor of. Just
we were already there with Marilyn Manson and Ozzy Osbourne. Yep. People biting.
Stop like, getting offended and just, you know. Just say what
it's a character that they play. It's like a dude, when you're a rock star or a comedian, you live as the character the same way you do when you're a pro wrestler. If you're a pro wrestler and you're Iron Sheik and everything you say is like Duff to America and all, but he lives here and he's just being a guy. That's his thing.
But now let me say this, but what makes it, and Bunny, you brought up a good point earlier, the fact that it's children, you're talking about innocence. So when you're talking about like raping your uncle, that's a grown ass man. When you're talking about whatever, your mom, that's sick, that's fucked up, but that's a grown person. When you're talking about kids, people, society, protect, our jobs are to protect children. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we're going to be that much more sensitive when it's anything concerning kids. Yes, you're right. It doesn't necessarily mean that he did these things, but you put a huge red flag over your face. Now, don't get it wrong.
But the red flag wasn't there until some company or some girl tried to do it.
That's what's fucked up about it.
Tweets always existed.
Right, right.
Where was the backlash?
But here's my thing.
And I'm sure there was.
Darnell said it when you asked him the question. I don't know what the fuck James Gunn does. He might be. I don't know.
First of all, Hollywood is perverted.
But here's the thing. He could be. I look at all the shit that's going on from Weinstein on down the road to Bill Cosby.
Motherfuckers
is sick. So
yeah, you
I can't
never know.
Say it. Right. And for you to keep on doing that shit, writing that shit, I don't care how fucking funny you think you are.
Nah, man.
Yo, I don't know if you had to dabble in that a little bit to even be funny about
man.
It.
Like, how about this?
Anthony Jeselnik, look
Corey
him up.
Feldman. So, Corey Feldman is running for his life every 2 to 3 months he's broke because he's hiring armored security. And you know what? He's doing that because he was raped as a child actor.
Passed
and then
around.
Moving forward, when people like James Gunn and the like that cover up for it, but only talk about it after it's in their motive to get it to the light, they covered it up for years. Corey Feldman is going around trying to bring some kind of awareness to this, you know, situation, and nobody cares.
They're painting him as crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, nah, that's something that's very serious. Yeah, you can joke about the uncle rape, the mom rape, whatever, but we're talking about people who are running for their lives because they're trying to bring awareness to something that's happening in America. Fuck out of here. Nah, it's not funny.
No.
And it's
not.
I just want to throw something in there about that letter, and you made the comparison to Harvey Weinstein. So Harvey Weinstein gets accused and everybody comes out of the woodwork to say, yep. Let me tell you about Harvey Weinstein. I back up everyone who says that he is a creep.
Mm-hmm.
James Gunn gets accused, and I think it's interesting that everyone comes out of the woodwork to say
he's not
a creep. Right. He's not funny. He tells terrible jokes on Twitter. Wow, that's pretty common on Twitter. And we support him, and we would like Disney to reconsider their actions.
Mm. Right, and that's what
so
the
just
letter-
like if you're in court and you have people, they always have character witnesses.
Absolutely,
literally, like if the whole staff and think about it, like Chris Pratt, and people don't know he's very Christian, very religious, and stuff like that. If these people are saying, like, look, we know him, that I'm going to be more prone to think, like, AJ, maybe this isn't the person. Maybe, like you said, Deb,
the character
that is just something that he did. So she, I mean, you're spot on with that. You know, Weinstein people are like, yeah, he touched me too. You know, it hasn't happened with guns. So should Disney.
In those times, those was where the trolling really like popped up. He's like an original troll. Mm-hmm. I used to follow a dude named DJ ZD only because he didn't tell those kind of jokes, but his jokes were super sexist. And they were like, I can't believe a dude saying it. It felt like some Eminem shit. But we used to follow him for that. And he got his followers up to a certain point, and then it kind of stopped. It was like, what can I say to get people to follow my page? Because I'm not fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not... you know, Obama. I'm some regular guy. And he would just put, or they started trolling shit like this. He would put up a picture and say, like, happy birthday, Morgan Freeman. But the picture wouldn't be Morgan Freeman. It'd be another black actor like Denzel Washington. It would get crazy retweets. Some people would say it was racist or piss them off, but the people knew what they were doing. And there was a new one every fucking week. Because people were just trying to get attention.
The shock and awe.
That's all.
The shock value.
People always do that. But the thing that you have to worry about, too, is the fear of if you just dismiss it and don't really, like, okay, well, people are just saying stuff to be shocking. There are people that are out there that do these things.
Right.
And then if something happens in the future, everybody be like, let's say, hypothetically, Disney rehired him. Then 10 years from now, James Gunn accused of sexually, everyone be like,
it was right in our face. It was right in our face.
We should have known this shit. So, I mean, on that token, like, I don't like what Disney did, but I can't argue what they did, if that makes any sense. I can't be like, no, they need to put him back in there because I see their perspective. You know what I mean?
I get it too. I get that they have to protect themselves. I'm just saying, for the people at home, realize the propaganda. Mm. Your whole life is swayed on propaganda. People make things an issue in your life. Just realize that. That's all.
But like, this kind of sets a precedence. Basically, you're saying like, if you've ever said a bad joke or you've ever done anything bad in the past, even if you grow into a better person, even if you actively feel bad about the previous person you were, even if you become like the best version of yourself, you can't hire that person.
We won't get on. I'm going to tell you some bad shit. Well, I did.
You know what? And like, Jeff, I mean, that segues into our like the social media thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it is. You have to be careful of what you do and what you say at all times, even if it's in your past, because it's you've done it and yep. it can always come back and get you. But it goes into also the celebrities being bullied online on social media. So you had Millie Bobby Brown, who was getting the fake tweets going out. You had Anna Diop, who had the racial attacks on her, and Jennifer Tran was getting death threats. So this is it's crazy that people get, I guess the fans get so bent out of shape that you would want to wish death upon somebody.
But you know what? That's a sign of the times, because the bottom line is, even back when the original Star Wars came out, I'm sure there were people just as pissed as they are about stuff now, but they didn't have the outlet to make their voice heard. The difference is today, and this actually ties into the past tweets and stuff like that. Now, every little thing you say is now public access. You know, there was a time before, I mean, remember we used to be in chat rooms on AOL and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. People wouldn't screenshot that and post that up there. That, I mean, that nowadays, you know, all that stuff can come out into the open. So the problem honestly is, like, you have Jennifer Tran, you know, obviously it's not the girl's fault. She was just written a character that.
Are you talking about Kelly?
Kelly Marie Tran.
Oh, I said Jennifer. I'm just straight up.
The butchers are in.
Wow. The butchers are and in. Our nerd card is revoked.
Yep, let me go.
Anyway.
Let me put a bad Twitter comment about this.
All the hate mails coming in right
now. Once again, Asians get pushed off to the sideline. Hey. All right.
So, I mean, but think about it. You know, like ultimately, you know, the girl just did a role that was written for her, but people hated it. Yep. Think about, they actually interviewed the guy that did the voice of Jar Jar Binks, and he was talking about, like, he was actually considered suicide. That's how
for years,
much he was like, you know, didn't realize like his character wasn't received, you know?
I think that a lot of people don't realize what happens on the internet. The internet's both good and bad, right? So I think what's kind of evolved is that people have always been in these groups where they've had these opinions and everything. The internet allows people, these people who all have this group thought, to connect with each other. They don't realize how crazy they are because they normalize it because they meet other people that are just as crazy as them. And they continue to spiral that, and they just make movements. And they, I mean, it can be really good. It can be amazing, positive movements, but it can be insanely horrible too. People that are keyboard warriors that sit there on their phones and sit there on their computers and hide behind, they would never back it up. I mean, there are some crazy ones that will.
When they go swatting, when they swap people.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just, there's groups of people that make it their mission to, I mean, the stuff I've seen, like, you just have no idea. I've been involved in fandoms of many levels. I fundraise for people and have worked with high profile people, and some of the stuff that they see and experience is insane. The hate that comes towards them. People make accounts that are solely to follow one person and see the activity
and
that
make
they
their
do.
Life. Matter of fact, in our chat,
it's crazy.
I mean, but when you already have mental health, issues or anything like that. Things like that can trigger you. Things like, you know, people hating on you like that can really trigger you. Things like that. We already live in a place where we look for validation online all the time.
Well,
and when you're not getting it, or you're getting negative validation, or you're just getting, like, sometimes it's hard for people to, all they see is the hate, even though there's love coming at them too. Well, all they see is the hate.
And let me be quick to say, like, this is a huge problem. Like, aside from even just like the nerdy stuff we talk about, kids are committing suicide over people defaming their character. I mean, going back to the subject, like, you know, I think Millie Bobby Brown, people actually on photo, like, I'm great with Photoshop, you know, I make memes, Devin's good with it, like, they actually created fake tweets and spread it, and without people checking facts, they were like, she said it was some racist shit or whatever, and she really was getting harassed, she was getting death threats, and like, Jerv, when you were on Survivor, did you get death threats and stuff like that too?
All the goddamn time.
Oh, man.
Now, you gotta say, this is back in 2000,
yeah,
so it was back then with message boards and shit, but on the message boards, you know, because I had just learned how to swim. Yes, I wasn't the greatest swimmer still. You know, brothers don't be swimming. It's a stereotype. Yeah, I brought true to life.
Yeah, yeah. Real stick.
Real
stick.
Real talk. Real talk. Real talk.
Reinforcing.
But people watching the show were so mad that I couldn't swim that they were wishing death upon me and my family.
Yeah, it's like, crazy.
You know, crazy. It goes beyond. It goes beyond than like, just the person.
My son was born when I was doing that show. They're like, yo, fuck you and your kid. I hope both of you
Horrible. Listen, going to something that she said, like, and this is, this isn't the James Gunn thing. People got to keep things in perspective. At one time, I remember a friend of mine, he's a boxer, Danny Garcia, his nephew or cousin was like missing for a couple days or something. And they put up some stuff, you know, saying missing kid, anybody last seen him wearing a DSG uniform, all of this. And I see this fucking dude leave a comment in there. And there's thousands of comments, people praying. Mm-hmm. Dude says, I've got that little motherfucker like in my basement butt fucking him. So like now we're talking about a specific, like I believe that for something like that, police should be able to come to your crib because you're on here trolling, saying that you did a crime. There's a child missing and you're saying, I've got him. You know what I'm saying? Something should be able to be done about that where people don't feel so, you know, brazen with doing something like that, because that's also something dealing with a real, a current investigation, a real situation that's saying, I have this specific person here. So to me, that's even different than the other situation, but I understand how people would fuse the two together when her saying that, you know what I mean?
Can I just, I'm going to throw it out there. We don't need to discuss it all. Net neutrality is a huge thing that a lot of celebrities have been backing. Like we should be able to say what we want on the internet and it should be a neutral place. As a celebrity, why would you want to support that after you get death threats and after you get people saying terrible things? And I mean, at this point, I'm looking at China and I'm saying, maybe we want to just say, nope, no more. You lost your privilege. Slope. You don't get the internet anymore. I'm taking your toy away.
It's
I mean, and you know what? And you're right. We do have the freedom of speech. And so whenever we can't really ever just regulate people. Like, you can't say that. I mean, they could say whatever the fuck they want. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is, the problem is like, there's so many avenues that lead down a dangerous, dark path, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you know, and Nicole, like you're saying, you know, you've seen situations firsthand where I mean, think about this. Hollywood now, not only you know, the actors and people deleting their Twitter accounts, but they actually create movies now based on the opinion of fans. Like the whole the whole thing with the whole DC, like DC still doesn't know what the hell they're doing, but Aquaman, you see the trailers all lighter now. That's because everyone was like, oh, it's too dark, you know, blah blah blah, when he made it was too, now they're like, all right, all these people have spoken, let's make it lighter. So the social media's voice is being heard, you know what I mean, but ultimately is leading down a dark path, because who's the girl Starfire? Anna Diop.
Anna Diop.
Like, she's straight. Like, I'm sorry. I do not. And let me put this out there. I do not like her casted as Starfire. Not.
I don't. It's not.
Wait. Not because she's black.
Absolutely.
It's just because I just don't think that, you know, like the way they styled her. Maybe given it, they styled her differently. Certain things. Maybe I just like you grow into Deadshot. You grow into Nick Fury. You can do the race bend thing, which is fine. But the bottom line is, you know, people are saying, oh, she looks like Oprah Winfrey. Like they're getting on her tough.
Exactly. Honestly, here's the thing. But the problem with that is too is you've only seen a picture. Number one, you saw a picture that they released. You don't know what context that in. She could have been coming from a party in that outfit. It could be like Daredevil season one. He had the costume. He had to grow into the costume.
And even with the Titan trailer, you saw the character like in motion, but you still don't know what kind of bigger path she's going to be on in the entire Titan series. You can hate it all you want, but at least give the creators the chance to possibly tell their side of the story. And even if you don't like it after the fact, fine. Like, criticize the idea they were going with, but don't criticize the actress that's, you know,
but
was given that role.
But some people are so bigoted, it doesn't matter to them. Like, and they are loud right now. Those people are loud. They feel emboldened and empowered right now. Mm-hmm. And these people are loud. The hate that Candace Patton got for being black as Iris West is, I mean, she faces it daily. Daily. And it's just... It's people feel really bold right now, and the internet empowers that sometimes, and they all collectively get together and they just spew all this hate at people. And it really is, you can't control other people, right? You can only control how you react to it.
Right.
And if these people, if some of these celebrities have to get off social media in order to have a healthy life,
can I get really deep for a second? There's something that just popped in my head. Do you think everyone has a problem with it because Starfire was this, you know, pretty white or alien girl who looked white with long hair and stuff like that.
She's art.
No, that's my point. It was an alien girl. But do you think it's black women get more slack than black men? And I say that. Think about it. Think about, like, Nick Fury. First, we were like, oh, you thought Nick Fury, like David Hasselhoff and the pepper hair. But once you saw Sam, you're like, all right, that's my man. But once, you know, people look at the all-American blonde hair, blue eye, sex symbol, kind of, even though she's alien, it's still the same type of red hair persona. Now you're going to make that a black woman. Is that what's pissing people off?
Yes.
You're taking away
their... woman. Yeah. Think about it. If she was Tildy when she was in the first Doctor Strange, she was in Doctor Strange. Every Tilda Sweet, they were like, oh, wait, oh, no, all right. The Ancient One is a woman. Yeah. A bald white woman. All right, we correct.
Right.
As soon as you got this kind of hair. Yeah. No.
Now, the little girl that played
people were pissed the fuck off
they
about
were,
her.
They were, yeah.
And the Hunger Games.
White appropriation.
And people were mad about Nick Fury, too, that it was Sam Jackson, because he was a white dude from the comics.
But were they outraged on this level?
Not like this.
Listen,
but it was early too. I mean, no telling how.
I can't say they weren't, because at the time maybe they didn't have the platform to be out.
Right, exactly. The platform wasn't as wide.
It's different. The platform right now is so big.
Yeah.
One person can start a wildfire by themselves. It's just that big.
It's social media. Yeah. It's free to access. If you have any kind of device, it doesn't matter what you have. Because the world is now portable now, it's so much easier to spout your opinion.
You have it
right,
24/7.
Wrong, or the other,
and
or it doesn't matter.
And be anonymous about it, too, and hide behind an egg, and hide behind a, you know,
hide behind keyboards.
Whatever. Pick something off, you know, isn't you, and just put it up there.
Yeah. I love it, though. You say you don't like it. Who else doesn't like
it? Which leads us to controllers.
To do that, I don't like it, because if I look on a person's page and they say something crazy, and then I look further and I see like they work somewhere within like a reachable distance, I pop up at people's jobs like real rat. Like, I'll be like, bro, I know you work at Cherry Hill Mall, my nigga. Like the same way you would see me in the street and you wouldn't say nothing, don't make me do it, bro, because I'll put that on internet.
Man, it's
real
funny.
Rat.
Bravo actually said in the chat, he said, behind the mass of I'm going to say this wrong.
Anonymity.
Yes.
Anonymity.
Okay, there we go.
Yo,
there's me being offensive.
You saw that? Now, when he's running for city council,
you're a mean
when
one.
He's running for city council, they're going to bring that up.
Right. I will never be senator after that one statement. You know?
The bottom line is,
if people think that they can't be caught or stuff, matter of fact, a good example is the other day I was riding a Wawa, and this dude was just being an asshole, cut me off, driving, stuff like that. I'm like, yo, like, I'm going to punch this dude in the nose. Oh. So don't you know, I pulled up into the Wawa, and guess what? Guess who I saw in there? Dude, he looked at me. He literally walked out. It was just too dark. He left.
It happened to me with the bouncer at Haven. He talked crazy to me. I would never go to Haven nightclub. That's got that music that's like bunk, bunk, bunk. We went out.
You mean Jorge's music?
Listen. I hate that shit. Well, we went to AC that weekend. There was fucking like nothing open. It was dead. And we end up going to that place. And when we pulled up, I said, that is the fucking dude from Facebook.
Yo.
So when I walked up to him and said, yo, you remember me? He's like, no. I hand him my ID. You can see my name on it. It's Devin Wade Robinson. Same thing it is online. I said, yeah, you had a lot of things to say about me 4 days ago on the internet. He said, I thought we dropped that.
Keep that same energy, though.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like that type of shit. You never know, man. You might be bust upside your head all of a sudden. You feel me?
But another big thing I think with social media is... And this is, there's so many young people, like kids now, there's no way for especially Instagram to control kids from adults. So these kids, the way they're raised, they're just spewing some racist, they're careless in the words they say, you know what I mean? And you're like, yo, you know, like you're thinking like you are, Devin, like, yo, let's meet up, I'll fuck you up. It's the 6-year-old kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so, yeah, like when I'm playing PlayStation, they're just like, you nigger? You welfare nigger? Yeah. I'm like, wow, how did you even know I was black? I was like, wow, how did he know I was black?
Because you're not talking like this. If you're not talking like this, they're going to be like, oh, you're a nigger.
Yo,
for kids, and it's a way, when you react negatively to them, they get attention. So a lot of times, mm-hmm. you figure these kids get no attention at home. They're online, like, yeah. All you niggers and your mommy.
I ignore that shit.
And then you're like, yo, you come off on them, they feel kind of empowered, you know? So ultimately, you actually told
it's attention. Yep. It's attention, good or bad. People love attention. That's how, there are some people that thrive on no matter what kind of attention it is. Mm-hmm. If it's negative, they live for it, but they get attention, they get exposure. They, you know, it's not good. It's not a good way to live. And a lot of people don't care at this point. They really don't care whether it's that way or not. They don't care if it's positive or negative. Yeah. It's still reinforcement no matter what to them.
Got that right. So we're going to move on to cosplay. Mm. Like, cosplay is dope as shit. You know what I mean? Like, and I had an experience when we went to Philly Wizard Con a couple years ago.
Wizard World? You're just making up cons now? Philly World. I remember years ago when I went to Wizard Valley.
Y'all motherfuckers with me.
You know, I remember last year I went to Sorcererland. It was wonderful.
Leave him alone.
And I got to say, I was in there and I'm looking at all these people dressed up and I'm like, yo, that dude is all big, out of shape, squeezing that Deadpool costume, his belly hanging out. Like, that ain't Deadpool. And I'm like, looking at some little kid, like, yo, what the whack ass? You made that shit at home last night, motherfucker. What the fuck is this bullshit? And then I had to take a step back and I was like, yo, these people are coming out here dressed as their favorite character just for the love of that stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I really had to smack myself in the face, like, yo, you stupid as shit, man. Like, I had to go to people like, yo, I respect what you're doing right now. Like, that costume's fucked up. But I respect what you're doing because you're doing it strictly for the love of this. You love this character so much. And you, this is all you got to work with. And you just made the best costume you can make. And you out here representing that dude right now. Like,
but Jerv, that's what, such, that's getting,
I love that.
That's
now.
Getting less and less. And I will say this, and I think we've talked about this on past podcasts. When Iron Man 1 dropped and nerd culture started getting big, because back in the day, remember these cons used to just be Star Trek conventions, people that wanted to collect stuff, people that wanted to get toys and stuff like that. Then the cosplayers came and people realized, yo, wait, at these conventions, I'm not being judged. You know, I could be overweight and people aren't going to look at me and laugh because all these people are like me, you know what I mean? But problem is, the cosplay community is changing.
It turned into the bad bitch community, if you want to put that. quote. Mm. So what happens is, I personally know girls that have never read a comic book ever. Uh-huh. They would never fuck with anybody that's in the nerd community. They wouldn't date a dude that's in the comic books. But what happened was, they realized that they had a crazy body. They had fake breasts that was sat up dope. Mm. They got, oh, I could be, who's this? Cammy. I don't know who this character is, but I can wear this and dudes will line up.
And I got a nice ass and they're going to love me.
And one of our friends who's, you know, she's cool and everything, but she basically had a contract for a modeling company and they sold her contract to somebody else that does cosplay. So she makes cosplay appearances, but doesn't even know the characters that she's dressed in. So she's just like, yo, I just was doing the Tropicana thing. And then they moved me over here and they dressed me up like Chun-Li or whoever else. Yeah. And everybody loves it. But I don't know the significance of Psylocke or Chun-Li or any Asian looking character. I just play this. But there's a lot of women that found that this is the new place where they could be quote unquote nude or, you know, show their body off. Without
attention all comes down to attention.
But is there anything wrong with that, them wanting to get attention?
It's multi-layered. We're talking about two subjects at one time. The part where there are people that are in this without the love. They are not. Mm. They are imposters in the community. So they're the ones bringing the whole idea that you have to look like this in order to do this. And they're not even in the community.
And if I could interject for a second, that's the same issue that's happening when people want to turn around and be like, cosplay is not consent because you got the bad bitch committee. I mean, myself technically included, but Midtown Comics, check me out. I'm there every Saturday.
Shameless plug.
But to be quite honest with you, that's the reason why there's a lot of cosplay is not consent situation with that movement going on, because you got the bad bitch committee coming in looking like Diva or Widowmaker, and they don't even play Overwatch.
Yep.
Mm. And shout out to Blizzard. And then all of a sudden, you turn around and you look regular, like regular. I got people in my family that cosplay with me that they don't got it. Like, it's not like this, but we go and we love our characters and we push. And you know how hard it is to leave your house as a female anyway, not being confident in the way you look. Maybe the pimple, your period, the cramp, the bloat, but you still go out there and you stick it out beyond the PMS, beyond the bloat, because you love love Betsy as Psylocke, because you love Laura as X-23.
Well, and I mean, and then ultimately what gives the bad bitches, you know, the girls with the body, the tension, are the people that weren't necessarily even comic book fans. Let's look at the guys now. They're like, oh, that girl has beautiful tits. Oh, who is that? Vampirella, blah, blah. Now they're going to go to convention, what? Not because they love comics.
To touch
just because they want to go around and touch it. I mean,
nerd dudes too, though. The nerd dudes definitely fall into the category of,
but
like,
they not
like,
running around touching on nobody.
Oh, no. Now they got done touching them, but they're seeing them like, oh, wow, it's really Vampirella. Holy shit. And these women are infiltrating that because it's like a lot of nerds are successful.
Right.
Nerds got some bread.
Well, now let me ask you.
I'm not going to lie. Nerds got money.
That was going to be my point.
As a cosplayer, Babs, like, what have you experienced now? Because you don't really do too much risque cosplay. But my question to you, would you be opposed to it?
Wow, there is so much going on right now. There are so many. Okay, well, first, want a caveat. I am relatively new to the cosplay community, and I thankfully don't experience the crazy hate, the crazy harassment, the bullying. I don't experience that. That doesn't mean that I don't want to represent women, and I don't want to represent cosplayers. So I firstly want to thank you for talking about this, because it's important. It's important for women, cosplayers, and Amen. People in our community. Okay, so I stay pretty PG. I have a corporate job, and I like to protect my own identity and my reputation. We talked about that previously, and so that leads me to certain cosplays that fit with what I want to do. However, we're kind of, like you were saying before, Devin, we're talking about different things. So there's the everyday cosplayer. There's the person that's like, you know, I want to look like Starfire. I'm going to, you know, throw some Maron body paint, orange body paint, and I'm going to go to a convention with, you know, purple clothes. And then there's people who are getting money. And that's where they get angry.
That's the issue. Mm-hmm. That's the
so
issue.
Once people are getting money, then they get scrutinized. Are they actually fans? Do they even look like the character? Is that cosplay? And you can't define cosplay. You just can't.
What do you mean by getting money?
So if you get compensated, let's say you are backed by a modeling agency and you get money for showing up at a con. Let's say... there's the babe booths at cons, and it's like $1 for a kiss or, you know, for a touch. Okay, so you're doing that. How about Patreon? Paid sites or patron-based sites. The more skin you show, the crazier, more lewd photos that you take, the more
money
traffic.
You make, and the more, right. And right. Matter of fact, and just to piggyback off of what you said, there has been... I'm being hesitant. Should I put specific names? So I'm going to try to avoid that. But there are some cosplayers that early on, you're talking when the community started about 6 years ago when Instagram first started, their pages were super, like, go back to 2014. And it was super innocent and stuff like that. These girls didn't show a lot of body. But what happened was, I don't know who started the trend, but once the girls started doing this, putting up a Patreon and saying, I got 7,000 something Patreons. These girls who before, I remember some of these people, cosplayers were like, I would never do that to my body. These girls, they're not real cosplayers. Mm-hmm. Now these same girls that said this are now doing the same
cha-ching!
Thing. I'm talking without naming the biggest cosplayers in the industry now is Patreons, because they realize, wait a minute, I got the following fans, I can make crazy bank. Matter of fact, I will drop one name because we're actually cool with this girl. One girl named Amaranth. I don't care what people say about the girl. The girl's the hustler beyond belief. You know, this girl is on there, hey guys, if you want to check out my lewd swipe up and stuff like that. And people are like, oh, you're just a hoe, blah, 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 talking. She don't give a, like, look at her YouTube videos. She don't give a fuck.
She's
like
fanning her money, saying, yeah, I'm feeling really bad about it.
No, so like, she is making money. She realizes, if these guys are going to spend, I'll be that character. Does it take away from the community? In some ways you could say it does, but guess what? You cannot blame her or fault her for making her money, because that's the evolution. That's where this whole community is going. Yep. And going back to what you said, now the heavy girl and stuff like that, who's out, now she's going to get teased. You know, back in the day, they'd be like, oh, you're Starfire. That's so cool, blah, blah, and she's covered up. Today, now putting her next to Amaranth or like a Jessica Negri or something like that, they're going to be like, man, that girl, blah, 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 and then she's going to get bullied.
That's the case with all dudes. Like, how many dudes out of, if you grab 10 random dudes, how many of them are built like Cyclops?
Mm. None.
There's more girls that actually look like a character, because it's not like they draw over muscular. Like, basically, as long as a girl's not overweight, she could be a character in a comic book. in a comic book for the most part. Mm. A dude isn't, the average dude doesn't, with his shirt off, doesn't look like any comic book character.
The only person I could cosplay is Frozone. Like,
you need to be Frozone.
That's all you could do.
New York Comic Con, come see Frozone. Yo,
you are Frozone.
Take the shirt off of any X-Men male. They are Diesel. They got a six-pack, everything. Mm-hmm. Every dude. So when dudes show up that do have that, we watch how girls go crazy over them. And when girls walk by in cons and they have something light, you know, light on or skimpy, whatever, you're not going to hear 30 dudes go, oh my god damn, I'd rip her to pieces. No.
You sure about that?
No.
Yeah. 30, not in public.
30 dudes screaming. No.
And not in public?
Hold up. Wait. I'm telling you, you're not going to hear 30 dudes yelling out that at con. But if there's a dude, it's acceptable for girls to be like, god damn girl. Yo, we can't even watch Thor without him popping up on the screen.
Oh,
and as
yeah.
soon
See,
as
that's
he pops,
different though.
As soon as he pop up.
Don't try to bring him We're not gonna act.
But this is new though. This is new for women to be able to have that.
All right?
Look back, like before these Marvel movies, we didn't get that.
Jean-Claude being butt naked in the moonlight.
And it's
for
not
you.
Just Thor.
Women
it's not
have
just
been
Thor.
Naked in movies.
We was doing that.
Movies.
We was doing that for Michael B. Jordan too.
No. And that's
it's
what
not
I'm.
Just
no.
Thor.
No. Hold on. And that's what I'm saying is men will see it and niggas is like, damn, she got a fun. I'm talking about women literally shake like.
He has a point though. Dev has a point.
That's factual, man. Watch women at a strip club. Watch dudes at a strip
club. Point.
It's
right.
crazy.
He has a point.
It's right. crazy.
There's a double standard, but yeah. okay. So you're in a public forum. We're talking about cons, right? We're
cons.
Talking about
let's, cons. Let's bring back the cons.
Okay, so there's things. So. Who's gonna get crushed in a crowd? Someone who's small, someone who's not as muscular. That's the women, that's the ladies, that's the kids. So the people who are complaining, they're the parents of the kids that don't like this being exposed to them, and it's gonna be the ladies who are getting crushed. You know, these are the people that get fondled and crushed and pushed and stuff like that at a con, right?
Right.
Those people need to be protected, just like we were saying before. Children need to be protected. People who can't defend themselves against this big dude who decides to grab her, like, you need to protect those people.
Right.
So, you
know, and I
no, hold on. I want to make sure that we're clear on the subject. What I'm talking about is we comparing body types of people. When a skinny dude dresses up like a certain person, he's not looked at as that character either. Like, you're not going to have him put on a He-Man wig, you know what I'm saying? And they're not going to look at him like, yo, you bodied that He-Man, or he's just the sexiest He-Man because he's got,
so
he doesn't have the body.
You're talking definition of cosplay, not harassment in cosplay.
Right. I'm talking about the actual idea of what people think is like, oh, that's a good cosplay, and also the sexual reaction to different characters. You know what I mean? The different people.
Absolutely. And no, but based on what she's saying, but the harassment part, like, you know, for all the campaigns, cosplay is not consent and all that. And I guess, Babs, I'll direct this to you, you know, is a big part of this whole movement. Are people being more gropey, touchy, or whatever that is going on? Is it because of the changing image of the cosplayer? Because remember, back in the day, it was just looking like the character. Now, you'll take a Princess Peach and make her tits hang out. Mm-hmm. You'll put a thong on her. And don't get it wrong, there's some big cosplayers that they do that. Now, I'm not saying they're right or wrong, but now guys are thinking like, oh, well, if you're going to dress like that, you must be, you know, like, you know, this type of person. So I can smack her ass. Know why? Because that's what she wants. Blah, blah, blah.
They can't do that. The world is more sexual. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a bartender outfit, a regular girl's outfit, or any, every single thing is more sexual, if you want to call it that, than it was 10 or 20 years ago. So it's not just a thing that's happening to cosplay. It happens with the waitress's outfit in a club. It's everything is turned up. It's when they decided to say that the nipple wasn't nude, it was the part that sticks out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you noticed, as time went on, it was like you couldn't wear a bra on TV. But then it was like you could wear a bra as long as it doesn't show the nipple. Then it was like you could actually see the parts of the nipple without seeing the part that sticks out.
The areola.
You know, right. It was like, right. You know, now it's like you could see the areola. You could see the areola without seeing the actual nip that sticks forward. So the whole world is more nude. So you can't just say it's happening and this is happening across the board and people are being harassed across the board, not just in the nerd community.
I'm so glad that now women are claiming their bodies. There's, you don't get to sexualize my body. I get to be whoever I want to be. I get to dress however I want. And you don't get to tell me what I need to cover up. I love that. I think if we're talking about the everyday cosplayer, you can't say that's not cosplay just because they do sexy version. Like, okay, yeah, they put a bikini on. It's not creative. You didn't put a lot of thought into it, but it has Princess Peach on it. Fine, call yourself a cosplayer. Okay, that's fine. Because it's up for interpretation. You see mashups, things like the McThor. Mm-hmm. That's not a real character. Right. But
it's awesome.
Yeah, don't you look at him and say, dude, that's awesome. Or Joker Rat. So let's talk about this. Competitions. So one thing that I like to do with my friends, follow Broke Cosplay, they are the ones that got me into this. We do competitions. And we kill it. But... Yes. A lot of people get disqualified if you have lewd costume, if you didn't make everything yourself, or if you're not a real character. This guy who is Joker Rat, he got disqualified.
Wait,
that
was the one I was at.
Yeah,
he was great.
He was amazing.
The dude looked phenomenal.
He is now on Wizard World, like the marketings, but they disqualified him from the cosplay competition. So... This definition of cosplay, it just needs to get looser, and it's going to make competitions harder. It's going to make keeping things PG harder, but it's just going to...
But you know what? But see, I want to agree with you, but also I know there's places like Spirit Costumes where a girl who's like, oh, you know, I'm going to go to a Comic-Con, literally get Pikachu ears, mm-hmm. get a yellow bra, yellow panties, and literally do nothing, and she's like, look, I'm Pikachu, and guess what? Because of her body...
She's like, she's so bad,
But again, what's wrong with that? Because that's her interpretation.
Her.
Maybe the chick can't make shit.
But now do you see why this person
who's been in the dungeon creating a cosplay, fabricating, sewing, and they're looking like glory, like, oh my goodness, you know, you're somebody from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, this dude built an Optimus Prime that you could walk around in that's 9 foot tall.
They're getting attention too. Just because you have one cosplayer who didn't put a lot of time, you don't know, maybe that person is some, you don't know what's going on with them, they're getting attention, but the guy who spent all his time in his dungeon making his cosplay, I like that description, he's like getting attention too. And if he's not there for the attention, ask any cosplayer on any floor, even if he's joking or not telling the truth, he will say, I do cosplay because I love it.
Yep.
I do it because I love the craft. If anyone sat there and said, well, I really just love the attention and the possibility of getting money. That's
all right.
Not
the money part, but as an artist, a person that crafts something, you do care about people appreciating your art. That's just in the nature of a person that makes art.
That's
I don't give a
and
fuck.
That bra,
like, I am an art, I'm an artist.
Mm-hmm. Keep that on Patreon, man. Do that all day. Or you know what? You want to wear a bra with a Pikachu hat?
Right.
Yeah. Fam, put $2,500 down on a table, half with me. Let's put this 5 stacks down and let's get this money with
and
this Pikachu situation. But if you're going to sit down and think to yourself, oh, let me just get the ears and let me get the bra. Ma, put that on the internet. Do what you... There's a time.
You know what? Actually, those ladies and gentlemen who are on Patreon doing the paid content and getting money for what they do, you'll notice if you look into them, they are not claiming that they're cosplayers. They're saying, you know what? So much respect. I started with cosplay. I'm not a cosplayer. I'm a model.
But there's a lot. But, yeah. All right. So we didn't really touch on this. We only got 5 minutes. But Momo-kun, Mariah Mallard, she's huge in the cosplay community. Don't get it wrong. If you ever go through a portfolio, she has some badass dope cosplay. Mm-hmm. But on the other token, she also said to herself, like, you know what? But guys want to see my ass. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And guess what? Those are when, if you go on the social media account, the ones where she's dressed up elegantly and 4,000 likes, but the ones where she's like her butt sounds
like 100,000.
Like and guess what? But to them, it's just like, we live in a day where that is money. Where now
that's
she's like,
sells.
Hey, you guys like what you see? Go to my Patreon. Now, this same girl was the one that was also accused, and we didn't really get into this, of sexually harassing people at cons, because my question is there a double standard, you know?
Yeah.
I think we're forgetting something, that no matter what, everything changes when things are started. This is a business for some people.
Exactly.
I'm like this. Look, I know if I'm looking at other chicks doing it, and I'm like, yo, if I could do that, I'm gonna throw my ass and tits out, and yeah, I'm making media stacks yeah. up in the con.
We're yep. waiting.
I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna get paid, and that's gonna be my other side income if I have to do it.
Factual.
Come on, we can do this.
I don't even know these characters, but I know if I dress up like this, I'm getting paid. That's all I need to know.
But we yeah, also know if you could be a prostitute if you was a girl.
Exactly, but I don't have to sell my body this way.
But I'm
that
saying,
way.
But that's if we could, you would.
That's the thing about any hobby. You can always say, like, it starts out as intent. It's intent, or it's for the love, but as soon as it gets corporatized or monopolized, yeah. that's yeah. when all this controversy yep. starts to yep. come into play, because yeah. you yep. never know who's going to try to get involved in that monopoly as well.
But Ed,
where's all the money at?
What do you think about the dick grabbing or the butt grabbing? What's up with that?
That's not cool.
No, it's not cool. That's absolutely not, cool. not.
So wait. No. The thing is, like, so with this girl, she's very outgoing, very boisterous. You know, there's a video out, if you go on YouTube, where she said she grabbed a guy's butt, and the guy's like, no, it looks like you grabbed his penis and stuff like that. And literally, there, and I mean, when I tell you the cosplay community is divided right down the middle on this girl, it's just like one side is just like, she's horrible, she shouldn't even be in cosplay, mm-hmm. blah blah blah, and the other side is just like, yo, relax, because people, like, she just outgoing, you know, and she dresses sexy, so what? So even we put the post out today, people are so split. There were so many people, like, you know, you guys, because I put up a post saying how hypocritical people are, especially the yeah. trollers that like to judge people, like, oh, she looks like a thot, blah 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 blah. Wow. But guess what, you look at their same friends list, they're following all these
yep. so, but who disagrees with her grabbing dicks is cool? Who says get grabbing the dicks and butts is cool?
No, it's not cool for guys, so it can't be cool for girls.
But who's yeah, but are it? People in here saying it's cool? Because that's what I'm saying. It's like, is that what people are saying, that a woman that's, you know, sexy and dresses in a costume can grab?
No, I'm any saying butts that I'm saying want. Most guys, aside from the one guy in the video, won't mind. They'll be flattered. Let's look at it real. So let's look, like you said, there's a different role between men and women. If a girl comes up, a attractive girl comes up, grabs your butt, you'll be like, oh, well, I'll be damned, she grabbed my ass, and you're gonna tell all your friends. If a girl does it, I don't care if the girl doesn't even look that girl. Guy grabs her ass because of the norms of society we live in. It's like, oh my God, he touched my ass, blah, blah,
and
blah,
that's
blah,
where,
blah.
And that's where it's a problem, where it gets subjective to, like, what a person looks like or who was it, because then that gets crazy, where in a club, I know that it was time periods where a dude that had a certain look or swag could grab a girl's right. butt, could grab a girl's butt, and she turned around, he got 10 chains on, and he looked like the dude, and it's like, oh, what's up, Poppy?
But check it out. But, you know, in that vernacular, she's willing to get taken down in a psychological, consensual fashion. I'm like, yo, you a big dude, I'm not afraid of you because I'm lit, let's go. But let's just say it turns around and I'm not attracted to you. Now, I'm a woman, all right? We all kind of went to school, anthropology. Woman, female body is not the same as a male's body. So I'm going to feel a type of way if a man who can take me down, but I don't want him to, is coming at me. That's different. Yeah. Because now, psychologically, I'm thinking...
You're in danger. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But people shouldn't be touching people, period, point blank, either side. And that needs to be the thing that's understood across the board. Because I'm going to keep it real. Sorry, babe. Women grab my penis all the time. That's just a real rap. If I'm in a club or I'm in a party or whatever like that, I'm keeping it 1,000. I'm keeping it 1,000. And it's not just me, my homies and everything. They'll definitely be like, what's good?
Let's be specific. Remember, you and I went to Hair of the Dog, and this was the most bougie. We were two black guys, and it was all white people. We had older white women grab. It was crazy.
Yo, no, that's real rap. That's real rap. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo. I'm spinning old lady.
Right, but now I can't
smack an old lady and a white lady in the face. Like, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? And even if I was to run and call police and say, yo, this lady did this, they're going to be like, sir, if you don't go home or something.
Right.
So it's a double standards in that on some Terry Crews shit.
That's a valid point. I mean, and just to wrap things up, I mean, this is something we could actually, like, continue on.
Amen.
Jervis, what else did you...
Nah, go ahead, finish up.
No, I was just going to say, because there were so many other aspects, like, we didn't even get into, you know, especially, I did want to talk about even our boy Mojo Rawley and stuff like that. Just talk about how social media and these people and stuff like that, they, you know, he's coming out the gate. If you guys are watching wrestling right now, Mojo's blowing up, but you still have this sect of people like, oh, we can't stand him, blah, 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 blah. And the thing is, like, there's so many, and we live in a monkey see, monkey do society. If someone's like, oh, that girl's a thot or blah, 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 everyone else is going to do it.
Yeah, you're not, absolutely.
There's no, you cannot say, oh, I'm just going to shut them up. There's nothing you can say that can shut up a legion of trolls. Mm-hmm. Nothing you can say.
Nothing.
So all you can do, and Nicole, I know you probably have something to say on this.
Just one little thing. If there is anybody who does feel threatened or anything on the internet, there's an organization called Cyber Smile that is a nonprofit organization that is here to create a positive online community. They work with celebrities. They work with gaming in the gaming community. They work all around the internet. And that's just something that I think you say you can't really shut down trolls. But when I mean, love has got to win, right? Like positivity has got to win. And that organization, if anybody ever feels threatened, go check out cybersmile.org.
Do they send people to your house and fuck them up?
No, we got to fight with love. No. So they teach you positive ways to interact on the internet. And they're a really great organization.
They send Dev Wade to the Wawas.
That's what's up. Yo, I just want to shout out 8 and Sam Brewery over here in Woodbury, New Jersey. They're our new sponsor.
They hooked us great up with beer, some man. Great this beer.
Awesome
this
stuff.
Was actually Cheers. Like it had. No, it doesn't have that aftertaste. It's like really good, man.
Yeah. So check out their website.
Wait,
and
come on, say something real quick.
Come on.
What do you have to say about your beer?
Bruce does the marketing and PR for 8 and Sands. What's up, Bruce?
Hi, Bruce.
If you guys want to check out the 8 and Sand 2-year anniversary party that is coming up on September 8th, that is where a few of the party nerds will be that day.
Oh yeah,
yes, sir.
Jervis will definitely be in the house on September 8th, 8 and Sand at 1003 North Evergreen in Woodbury, New Jersey, or 8andsandbeer.com.
Yay!
Dope. Yo, and so go check them out. It's a dope brewery. They got a dope backyard out there that you can sit outside, inside. Yo,
shout out to Bunny for driving all the way down here from New York.
Bunny.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bass for driving all the way from wherever you came from.
wherever
you came.
And Nicole, thank you for coming through, guys. Another great week. You know, we're going to be back. We're going to do it again.
Party nerds, we out!